Hello and welcome. Today we have another intro meditation for our series. This is number 3. And today we're talking about mantras. So why don't you come on in and get comfortable. This meditation can be done seated or lying down. It could even be done walking, perhaps somewhere outside in the park or someplace else quiet and serene. Remember, if you're doing this meditation lying down and you're just starting out, just be conscious that whenever we quiet the mind and are laying horizontal, it might evoke a level of sleepiness. So if you do fall asleep, don't beat yourself up. And perhaps if it's midday or early morning, I would suggest you get up and find a seat instead, and that way you don't have to worry about falling asleep. So if you're seated, you could do so on a cushion or in a chair. And if you're in a chair, I just suggest that you plant your feet firmly on the floor. Now your hands can just fall anywhere comfortably in the lap. And I prefer palms faced up for receiving, but I know some people prefer palms faced down for more groundedness. And let's just find your breath. And let's come into this present moment where we are content in this space without our to-do lists or our notifications and alerts, distractions. This is where we can let go of anything that has already happened during the course of the day and release anything ahead of us, where we can just be here in the moment, where we are safe, where we are whole, where we just are. Continue to stay with the breath. And today we're talking about mantras, because I remember when I first began meditating, I was scared of mantras because I didn't really know what they were or and how they were used. So I wanted to educate you a little bit on mantras and maybe let you leave here today with one of your own. So just keep coming back to the breath, remaining still and present. So the definition of mantra can be something as simple as a motivating chant that you repeat over and over to yourself. It could also mean a sacred utterance, like you might imagine of a hymn or a poem or a chant. It could be a common repeated word or phrase. Oftentimes in yoga, we think of the word om. An om is a sacred sound. It's a spiritual icon in Indian religions, a mantra in Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism. Om encompasses all the sounds. We often chant it once or even up to 3 times at the start and ending of a yoga class. Now, not all mantras are said aloud. The cool thing about having a mantra like Om said aloud is that there's obviously vibrations in the sound. And vibrations, especially of a spiritual sound, can be quite healing. all words carry energy and vibration, whether we're saying them aloud or not. In fact, in Masaru Emoto's ice study, he looked at the effect on words in ice and how the ice crystals form based upon the words that were used around those specific jars of water. And it was fascinating to see the difference of vibrations that came from those words and the effect that it had on the crystals. And given that we are made up of so much water in our bodies, these words can be very, very powerful to us as well. Now we're listening to a mantra right now, and this would be more considered a melodic chant. Now, I love this kind of music. I listen to it often. I guess it would be considered a Kundalini yoga mantra. And I don't know what every single one of the mantras means. However, I know that they all have positive meanings around love and peace and harmony. Keep coming back to the breath. And stay here in this present moment. So when I first began meditating, I was uncomfortable using words that I did not understand. And there are mantras in many different languages. And yet I wanted to come up with ones that made sense to me. And now, like I mentioned, not all mantras are said aloud. Many mantras can be said in your head, which is still quite powerful. So when I first began meditating, part of what helped quiet my mind was to use these words as a focal point. So the things that I most needed in my life at that time became my mantras. Trust, faith, peace, joy, gratitude, grace. Sometimes I would use just one of those words at a time in my meditation, just repeating it over and over again. Again, as a focal point. Otherwise, I would lose myself in strings of thought. So having that word to concentrate on and come back to allowed me to remain present and grounded in that intention. That's very much what I see mantras as, an intention. It could be something that you're asking for yourself, or something that you're actually looking to give back to the world. There were some days where I strung all of those words together for my mantra. And that became its own poem, its own chant. And again, I just said it to myself, not aloud. But as I did it, I could feel the intent behind every single word. And again, not only was I asking for those things for myself, but I was also asking for those things for the world. There's a beautiful meditation which I might do for the next introduction. It's called Tonglen. And I'll just give you a taste of it here, where you're actually sending out that which you need the most. You're giving away that which you need the most. And that's a beautiful, beautiful gift that I don't think that we realize that we can do just by sitting still. So what I'd like you to do as we come back to the breath is maybe think of a word, a focal point that rings true for you right now. What do you need to center yourself right now? It might be patience. Or energy. Or hope. And then think about giving that back to the world. Because sometimes when we find our what, we still need to dig a little deeper to find our why. Mantras can be a really, really great motivator and a really great tool to center us, but why? Why do we need it? And if we need it so badly, I'm pretty certain that many others do as well. Keep coming back to the breath. Hopefully you have your word or words or phrase. And there's nothing hokey about mantras or affirmations. If you think about an athlete, nobody would ever make fun of them for saying, "I got this, I got this, I got this." So why then in life, the biggest challenge we all face, do we not also feel comfortable saying, "I got this"? One more time, come back to the breath. I hope that you have a mantra that you can take away with you from this meditation. You've just made it through your third meditation. Congratulations. You're on your way. Namaste.